Hi everyone, this is Coley on Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk Station. Today I'm so excited. We get Gloria Loring with us. You know her from Days of Our Life, Liz. Oh my god, Neil and Liz have the epic love story that they failed, by the way. And she had done so many theme songs, Facts of Life, Different Strokes, but she won't be able to sing for us today because she has a sore throat. So that's okay. I will forgive her because maybe she will come on next time and sing for us. Let me see if she's on. 423? Hello? Gloria? Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Oh my god, hi Gloria. I wasn't sure what area code you would be calling in from, so. I am so excited to talk to you. I was such a Liz and Neil fan back in the day. You guys were so good and so cute and so sexy on there. I want you to come back to Days of Our Life.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, some people do, but I haven't come back in all this time, so I don't know. That seems pretty sketchy.
Hey, you could come back for the 50th anniversary.
Well, they'd have to invite me if they want to, so we'll see. We'll see. Days if I'm available,
Life.
I would love to. If they invite me and I'm available, I would love to.
I'm going to start a Twitter thing for that now. I got to read your book a little. It was hard to find. They didn't have any copies of the library, so I read it at Barnes & Noble. It's a really good book. So your book begins, you know, with Days of Our Life, and it helped raise $1 million for diabetes research.
Yes. Yes, that's true. My book is called Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous, which is a quote by Albert Einstein, of all things, a physicist talking about the divine. And I was so fascinated by that quote and by that idea that somehow that which created us was appearing to us in the form of coincidence, that I started to do some research on that idea years ago. It took me a long time to write the book. But the first big story of coincidence was when I was on Days of Our Lives and my son Brennan had been diagnosed with diabetes just before I joined the show. And there were a series of events that were quite coincidental that unfolded and helped me raise $1 million for diabetes research. Of course, there were lots of people who helped along the way, people, not just the divine energy, but it was a very, very exciting time. And it started turning my mind toward how things unfold in life and the part we play in that unfoldment.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that is, I'm really, you know, I think that book is really good. And the coincidence of you your top song, Friend and Lover, sounds like a thing of the, you know, secret. I love Friends and Lovers. That is like the number one love song people should play over and over and over and over again. I love that song.
Oh, well, I love it too, fortunately, because I do sing it over and over and over again. Yeah, what happened with that song, and that's in chapter 5, was an example of how we play a role in creating things that come into our lives by talking about the possibilities. And certainly that is some of what we learned from the movie The Secret and the book The Secret, is the role
mm-hmm.
that we play in bringing coincidental events into our lives. I was bemoaning the fact that I had never had a hit record, and now that I was on a soap opera, probably everybody would think I'm just an actress, as opposed to a singer. And I've been a singer for 15 years and had records and all of that. But anyway, my friend who was associate producer on the show said to me, well, but how could it happen? And instead of talking about all the ways it hadn't happened, she turned my attention toward the possibilities. And I started to elucidate, oh, well, I could have, I could find a great song and I could start to sing it on the show and maybe the fans would be excited about it and write in, and maybe if we got enough response, we could interest a record company because we do have 10 million viewers and, you know, all those sorts of possibilities that might come together. And it did take almost a year from the time I first found the song until it became a big hit. But the first thing that happened was, in talking to my friend on the, who was an associate producer on the show, about finding a great song, she went to dinner that night with some of the other producers, and they were talking about, which she didn't know, a song that had been sent into the show that was really good, but they weren't quite sure what to do with it. And the very next morning, she played the song for me. And I said, that's a hit song if I ever heard one. And mm-hmm. So I started to sing it on the show, and it got enormous response. And it happened exactly as I had talked, as I had listed that list of possibility, how it might possibly happen, is exactly what happened. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of, again, people helping and believing in the song, and it took the fans writing in. But it was such an exciting, a thrilling, thrilling time. So there was another example of how coincidence comes into our lives. And there was a learning tool for me about the role that we play. Because if we sit around, as The Secret has told us, and say, oh, I'll never do this, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that, we will only be steeped in the can't do instead of the can do, will do, must do. And so that was a really great learning experience for me.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, that song still to this day is incredible. I mean, I can listen to it, like I said, over and over and never get tired of it. And I love it that it was a duet. And it was one of those songs, you know, I think still today they could play on daytime because it's so good. It's so romantic. And it's just one of, you know, my favorite songs ever.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, it is. It is for me too. It's just a great song, and I'm so grateful that I had it come into my life.
Well, yeah, and you also did my other project. It wasn't really a project, but you sang Different Strokes and Facts of Life with your ex-husband Alan Thicke. And
well,
I didn't sing
Different Strokes, actually. I was a co-writer. No. No, there's just a male voice on that, and that's actually Alan. Alan Thicke.
Okay.
And we were married for almost 16 years, and I played a role in writing Facts of Life and Different Strokes. He was the one who was more of the songwriter. He'd had a lot of experience up in Canada writing special material songs and theme songs. And he invited me to be a part of the writing process. And I didn't really have a lot of confidence in my ability to write songs back then. But I gained that through that process and have gone on to write many songs.
Wow, yeah. I mean, because Facts of Life song is so catchy. I can't have it in my head 24 hours. I mean, and now
yeah,
there's Facts.
Yeah, that's considered one of the best theme songs ever written, one of the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my voice on the Facts of Life theme song. That one, and I did sing, and it's fun because every once in a while I get a check for what I call mailbox money, royalties for the singing. So that's fun.
Oh, yes, and I know you probably get asked about this a lot. Besides Brandon, you other son, I'm sorry, is so good looking. I love him. I love you, son. Now you are a mom to a famous singer. And how is that? Because, you know, I can listen to his music all day long, too. And he's really good, too.
Yes, he is. He's a wonderful songwriter, record producer. He started about when I did, around the age of 14, 15. He started writing songs. I started singing. He was doing a little more writing than singing, and until he was about 20 or so, he was more writing and producing for other people. And then it was along in those next couple of years, he decided he wrote songs that became, you know, very popular for Christina Aguilera, Mark Anthony, 98 Degrees. So he was, you know, he was very, very active in the business. And then gradually he decided that it was time for him to write songs for himself. And, you know, it's been an amazing journey, and it hasn't been without its difficulties. But he's just an enormous talent. And as much as his talent also, he has an enormous amount of skill. I mean, he's put in many, many, many hours, years of hours of hard work in a studio. By the time he was 21, he had his own little recording studio in his home and was working very diligently. So, you know, it's a lot of hard. You have to have talent, but you have to be willing to put in the hard work, the long hours. And Robin has done that, and that has certainly paid off.
And not to mention your adorable grandson. He is so cute. I'm in love with him. He's so cute.
Well, I have two of them. My son Brennan has a son, Tyler. What I call Tyler. Tyler is Nana's rascal boy. And he just turned 7. And then Julian is Robin's son, and he just turned 5. And they're both just, you know, such a delight to me. And to the man they call Pops, who is Alan. And, you know, we all have a very good relationship, which is really nice. You know, we separated and divorced almost 30 years ago, and it's been a long time, and any difficulties that came up along the way have really subsided, and we're always pleased to see each other at family events and catch up on what everybody's doing, and we have a big extended family, and it's really lovely.
Oh, that's good. That's good that you can still be friends and all that. Wow.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we're family. You know, you don't. We're a family, and we support each other. And recently, something happened to a man who was Brennan's godfather. He unfortunately was killed in a traffic accident. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. And he was a man in his 80s. But one of the first people I called was Alan, because I knew Alan would want to know. And we talked a bit about it, and I gave him emails of where to contact the family. And, you know, so we have that kind of open relationship and willingness to communicate. And that's really important for everybody concerned. It would be awful if we couldn't all get together at family events.
Especially when you have grandkids and, you know, kids and all that. And, you know, from your book, the stops of that, tell the story of receiving, doing your separation and divorce from Alan Sick. What did you learn? Did you learn anything?
Did I learn anything from my separation and divorce?
I learned
that I thought everybody else was responsible. I thought other people were responsible for making my life good, even though here I was on a soap opera. And I think a lot of women may go through this. I don't know, but I've heard from a number of women who feel this way. Women who are successful, and suddenly they go through a divorce and they question, well, who am I without this other person? And I think that's understandable. But for me, it was here I was on Days of Our Lives. I was earning, you know, a very sufficient income every year. I had fans, I had friends, I had family, and yet I really went into a bit of a funk about, well, how do I go forward? How do I proceed without this man who was such an important part of my life, even though that relationship is over? And it took me a while to come into my own and be comfortable with myself, for myself, by myself. And it was a wonderful process. And I think that's part of our growing up, is to not pay so much attention to everyone else's opinion of us or everyone else's expectations of us, but to start to become more attuned to what do I think about myself? What is my expectation of myself, for myself, to be comfortable in our own skin? And I wasn't. I know I looked like it when I was on stage. And that
yes,
was,
you did.
That was, I know, yes, because that was a that was like a mantle. That was like a mask I put on. And, of course, when I was the one in the spotlight, of course I felt good about myself. But when I was out of the spotlight, I wasn't as sure of myself. And I think leaving days, going through that divorce, finding myself anew, was a very important process. You know, sometimes when we have to drop the outer trappings, we have to lean more fully on what's inside of us and discover that and develop it. There may be parts of us that we haven't developed as much. Maybe we haven't been as socially adept as we might be. And suddenly without that person who was socially adept at our side, we figure out how to be less self-conscious or more outgoing or more gracious with other people. You know, there's so much to learn. It's an endless process. And even at this late date in my life, I'm still learning more and more and more about how I can better be this this person that my mother named Gloria.
Well, that is really cool. And, with Dave, did you want to leave, or did you feel like it was time to leave?
I think both of those things. I just got to the point, and I think it was part of my whole change. I just needed to, you know, as I recount in the book, the week, in 1 week, in September of 1986, my song, Friends and Lovers, got to number one on the Billboard charts. My first book was published. My divorce became final, and I left Days of Our Lives. And you talk about a confluence of leavings and gathering in and letting go of. I mean, that week was just this amazing coinciding of major events in my life. And, you know, you just go forward. And I find now that for myself, when something arises, whether it's a letting go or a gathering in, I very often will ask, what is this asking of me? I want to know, is this asking more loving kindness, more compassion, more patience, more forgiveness if someone I feel has wronged me? And that came out of my examination of coincidence. You know, how do we use these events that come into our lives in a way that helps us grow? I had a friend who recently had someone in his social circle who was a new addition to the circle. And this person used to go and play volleyball with everybody and wound up stealing credit cards from all these guys he was playing volleyball with and charging up, like, frivolous stuff, like a limo ride and a trip to Las Vegas. I mean, he wasn't trying to feed his children, you know? It was just, it was this unconscious stealing, you know, not conscious of what this does to him and his friends. And my friend who was stolen from, who had all these bills on his credit card, and he was able to take care of that because he had special credit protection. But still, he felt so personally betrayed. And I said to him, you know, this is really not personal on the part of this guy. And he said, what do you mean it's not personal? I said, this guy betrayed everybody. It's not like he picked you out and said, I'm going to purposely, consciously do what I can to mess up this one guy. I said, it's not personal. It has nothing to do with you. He was ready to steal from whoever happened to be there. And that's something that's really helped me. You know, there are people who will do things, and it really has nothing to do with us, because they're going to be who they are, whether we're in the room or not, whether we're in their lives or not. They're going to be who they are. If they're an abusive person, they're going to be abusive. It doesn't mean that we're less than lovable. It means that they have a problem. You know, so this is a great life lesson that I've been writing about and speaking about lately, that you know, people are going to be who they are. And so often we take these events in our lives and we personalize them as if it's a direct assault on our being, on our worthiness, on our our right to be in this world in a safe way. And it really has nothing to do with us. We just happened to be in the room with a person who needed to act in that way at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, we can get that. Then we can forgive ourselves for being in a relationship that's difficult. We can forgive the other person on a personal level. Maybe we won't forget that they did that, and we won't ever be in relationship with someone who does that again. We'll watch for it. But we can utilize that specific hurtful or traumatic event to help us grow to the next level. And that's the exciting thing about the material I covered in my book, Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous. Because whether you believe in the G-O-D or not, believe in it, you know, whether you have a faith path, but you can start to see that the things that come into your life may have a larger purpose than just being out to hurt you or lift you up. There may be something we can learn from it. And I think that makes life this great adventure.
Exactly. Well, we have calls for you. I knew we would. Because when I told everyone you were coming on, everyone got excited. Everyone's like, how did you get her? I'm like, I asked. He said yes, basically. So I'm going to bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Gloria. Hey, Carly.
Hi there. Hi, Bobby. How are you today?
Fine. I wanted to say, first of all, I want to make a correction on what you said earlier. I think Janet Jackson, when I think you kept you and Carl out of the number one position with Friends and Lovers. I just remembered that.
I'm sorry, tell me, the connection isn't great. Tell me that again one more time.
I think when I think of you by Janet, I'm sorry, when I think of you by Janet Jackson kept you out of the number one spot.
Days of Our Lives was number one on some of the charts, so I'm not sure what the point is. But
The Billboard charts.
Yeah. It was. It was number one on the AC charts. It was number one on R&R, yeah. It got to number two right behind Higher Ground on the pop chart.
Higher Love.
Higher Love, yes, Higher Love.
And then,
yeah.
And I think then the following week, I think Janet Jackson knocked that song out, and that prevented you from getting to number one, but it's still a pretty good song.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
And I also love this Sun song, Blurred Lines. I don't know why Marvin Gaye's people had to make a fuss about it in the first place.
Oh, please, don't even get me started.
Yeah.
Okay.
There have been a few times that I tweeted out to Daystars when I heard that in the original version and just say, you ought to get Robin on the show since Gloria was on the show. Maybe you and him can team up together for the 50th anniversary show and maybe get a chance to do Friends and Lovers one more time.
Well, unfortunately, we couldn't do Friends and Lovers. We'd have to do Friends and Mothers. Cause
yeah.
But, you know, Robin actually was on Days of Our Lives, one episode. This is about in 1985. He was on, remember they used to have the Christmas party, and there would be a lot of kids dressed up in robes and pajamas as if they were in the hospital. Robin and Brennan were both on one of those Christmas shows.
Oh, well, that was way before my time. That was way before my time. I was still in school at the time.
I'm sure.
Oh, come
I'm
on.
Sure.
I was still in school. I won't tell you what I did.
Carly. My birthday is coming up on Monday, so I don't want to give out my age yet. I'll tell you on Facebook, but I do want to say that I just wanted to just talk to Gloria and just say that I admire her music talents, because every time I hear Friends and Lovers, I'm thinking somebody on YouTube has got to do a video collage of the super couples past and present on days from the last 50 years in coordination with the 50th anniversary show, with that phone.
Oh, that's a fun
plane.
Idea. That's a fun idea.
So if anyone listening, just take my advice.
Oh,
and
okay.
Start coming with that
solution. All right.
All right, but other than that, that's all for that I got to say for now. I apologize early on because someone was trying to call me back. So I'll just answer the call. But you all take it easy, and I'll talk to Carolyn tomorrow. I think that's who you have on the show tomorrow,
yep.
Carly?
Yep. I have Carolyn and Nancy from Zeno Hospital on tomorrow.
Oh, good.
At 9 o'clock. Okay.
I look forward to calling her at 12 noon. All right. You all have a good
okay,
day.
Okay, bye, Bob.
Bye, Gloria.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I do remember this until I looked it up. On Dave, you had Don DeMond, who's is on Borden the Beautiful, and you know, was on Y&O, who's very, very good looking. Did he play your son on Days of Our Life?
No, actually, Liz had an affair with him.
And
Donald and I, in real life, were together for 3.5 years. And actually, this last weekend, both of us are represented by the same financial agent, and his daughter got married, and we were both in Florida at the wedding, and I posted on my Instagram a picture of Donald and me together. We had the best time seeing each other. He got to meet my husband. They hit it off. They had such a good time together, and it was really nice to see Donald, and he's got a big family of 4 boys of his own and then 3 other family members that he more or less adopted. So he has 7 boys in his family, and
I
he's
know.
Such a great dad to all of them, and
I'm
so pleased for him.
Yeah, I mean, 7 boys, I'm like, wow. That's
yeah,
a lot
he has
of,
his nephew, he has his first wife's 2 boys, and then he has 4 of his own boys. So it's a busy household, and he has a wonderful wife named Cindy, and so it was really fun seeing him.
Oh, that is so good. Okay, we are going to bring on my BFF and my other host. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how you doing, Gloria, Carly?
Hi, I'm very good. Thank you so much. Is it Nikki?
No, Maggie.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing.
Maggie.
Maggie. Okay, sorry. Sometimes with 3 of us on the phone, the phone line isn't as clear. Thank you so much.
Isn't. Totally agree. Thank you. It's really been a thrill knowing that you were coming on our show today. And having
you
here is unbelievable.
Oh, well, thank you. Did you have a question?
Well, it's just with your musical talent and everything, which is excellent, I want to mention my mother who passed loved your voice.
Oh,
and I know she would be thrilled that you were on today. I appreciate it.
Well, good. Very good.
And you do learn after divorce. There are lessons you learn.
Oh, sure you
totally
do.
Agree.
Sure you do. Because if you had a divorce, there must have been some mistakes along the way, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Perfect. You did it perfect. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
What's the next caller call?
I know we are going to work on getting you back on days, even if it's for a limited one. It is the 50th anniversary. And
sure.
We think that you should be back on for the 50th. I
all
know
right.
It seems
well,
over
you'll
there.
Have to, you have to see if you can get the people on the show to ask me back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. They listen to me. Okay, not really, but I think they do. No, because, I mean, we missed you in daytime. I mean, we really do. I mean, just the thought of you and Neil, you guys, you know, they could have done so much more with you and Neil, I always thought. And, you know, I know it was way back, but they could have done more.
Well, we'll see. That's up to them. Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything more you want to cover?
No, but we will really love you on again when you have something to promote or something.
My book.
You are all so welcome and come on the show.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And the book is available on Amazon, and I think it's still on Barnes & Noble, so you can go online if anybody wants it. And also, there's an audio version of the book on audible.com.
Wow.
Thank
you. If anybody
you.
Says
okay,
you
thank
can actually hear my voice reading the
I
whole book.
I love your voice.
Lovely. Okay, have a great day and enjoy the weather.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Thank you both,
yep.
Maggie and Carly. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. Take
okay,
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
That was Gloria Loin. If you want to tune in to the interview later tonight and play it back, you have to. Now we have Susan Hill, 917. Did you want to talk to Gloria?
Yeah, I actually had some questions. But
oh, no. See, you didn't press one. Now I feel bad.
Oh, I didn't get any kind of a menu. It just took me right into the show.
Oh, God, now I feel really bad. Well, she will come on again. I promise, and you will be the first call I take.
Okay. Yeah,
I know.
I have a list of things.
We'll see. Okay, whenever you call in, just press one. Because if you don't press one, I don't know if you want to be on or not. And sometimes there are really shy people that call in. Oh, and phone two, bring you on the AO2.
There wasn't any kind of a menu. I didn't know to press one. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm going to announce that next time. Maggie, remind me.
Mm-hmm.
When we have
okay.
guests, we have to announce it.
What's the invitation?
Yeah, so call.
Yeah,
people,
I was waiting the whole time. I was so excited. Now I'm kind of disappointed.
I'm sorry. I tried to talk to you, so somebody else could talk.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, at first we were going to get more time, but see, it's under the weather today. So that's why. So,
yeah, I thought it was supposed to be an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, so do you watch soaps too, Carl?
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've just started watching Days of Our Lives again.
Isn't Days really good?
I'm still trying to figure out who everybody is. I watched it a long time ago, and I grew up watching Days. Me and Days were both turning 50 this year, so I decided to start watching again and see who they're bringing back. But yeah, I'm still kind of trying to figure out who everybody is.
Well, if you ever need help, just call in, call us. We know who everyone is. Do you have any questions? Who anyone is now?
Oh, not right now, because it's not in front of me. I have questions when I'm watching it. Like,
okay.
How does this person fit in? And I don't even know everybody's name yet.
Okay, here's what you do. Get a piece of paper when you're watching it. Write down your question, and Maggie and I will help you through the fog of Days of Our Life. We are more than happy to. That's why we are here. You know, we are here 5 days a week this week because we are crazy.
For the love of soap.
Yes, and another soap you should be watching is General Hospital.
I watch that occasionally. I just can't wrap my head around that show. I'm good friends with one of the actors, so basically I only watch when she's on.
But can you tell us who it is?
Oh, Eileen Kristen. She was just on this week.
Oh, okay.
Azealia. Yeah.
Oh, I would love to get her on the show. Sorry.
I love Delia.
Oh my gosh. But yesterday was heartbreaking on Days of Our Life with Brady and Melody. I cried my eyes out.
That was really sad, actually.
What?
That was really sad. It was.
I know. It was one of those heartbreaking moments. But, you know, she wanted to leave. So, you know, I understand that. But, you know, come on. I'm sad now.
Yeah.
I'm sad. My heart's broken. Hmm. But, I mean, I do like Teresa and Teresa and Brady together, too. So I'm torn. I'm using that tone on couples, but this time I am. So, and Susan, you're on the line too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I gotta get to General Hospital for a moment because I have to kind of yell about it, but I won't yell in anyone's ear. Megan knows what this is about. Why, for the love of something, is zoning out the police commissioner, though? Come on, this is crap. This is crap. Over. You take our guys down, you take my Sonny and my son and my Duke, and you put a gun in Duke's back, Zoden. Really? She was the one that did it. I blame her. And now you face commission new. Are you proud of yourself? You lied to Son for years about being teenage father, but now you're the police commissioner. Okay, that is wrong on so many levels. Why, Maggie?
I don't know.
Why, Maggie?
Right, this phone is cutting off stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you mad. I mean, it makes me mad.
Totally.
I was really on the TV last night. I will fully admit that. You know, I try calling you because I'm, you know, I was mad. I was completely mad. They... You know what? Okay, I hope Zoden's very proud of herself for doing this. You know, I've never been this mad.
I like her as an actress, so this was total bullshit yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and for people that call into also, we are Sonny lovers. We are Sonny and Son and Duke. So, you know, you take down one of our guys, but you took all three of them down. And you couldn't take down the civilians of Rome for all his shit? Yes.
I found it again.
yes, I mean, I could say a lot more swear words, but I won't.
Yes, no, we won't.
We won't. Susan, you know that your couple is probably getting married very, very soon.
Yeah.
How
did you showing them more?
How did you feel about that?
Do what?
How are you happy about the?
Brett.
Are you happy with your getting married?
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted it to show a lot of it, so that they drag it out.
I bet in the wedding party, they're going to help call that. This will be a pretty interesting wedding party. Because they are probably going to have Carly and Sam, because that's Lucas's sisters. It would be nice if Britt could come back for the wedding. They could have Spencer for the little wing barrel. See, and they could have Jocelyn for the flower girl.
Family.
See, I'm just predicting about it. And let's see. Yeah, what does everyone like think of the new Dylan?
Too early to judge.
Yeah, me too. But he's not as cute as I wanted.
He's cute. Who is he?
I don't know. He's a newbie. But he's he's not as cute as Carly wanted. Carly wanted someone, like, sexy. And, like, Jean-Paul Lacqueville, from One Life to Live. Why can't I have that?
Yeah, that would have been nice.
You know, that was...
Sorry, but you're not the casting director.
I want to be the casting director.
Okay. There you go. Probably very good job for you.
Yeah, if I was the casting director, I would cast all sexy guys.
I could live with that.
You know? And I might do a little crossover with my husband, so... And General Hospital, I might do that too. Oh, and today is Tristan Wilder's birthday. Young and the Restless and General Hospital fame. And then also Ariana Zucker's birthday today. She turns 41, but she doesn't look like she's 41.
No. My Nicole.
Yeah, your Nicole's birthday today.
Oh, thank you.
And for the call, I'm still sorry you didn't get to talk to Gloria. This is gonna, my guilt is gonna be eating me up all day, by the way.
Throw it out. Boring experience.
Well, yeah, and has Young and the Restless came on yet?
It did, and it was with Paige at the hospital. Oh, I hope she doesn't lose the baby.
I hope she doesn't lose the baby either.
Me neither.
Is my husband on?
Not yet. I only saw 20 minutes of it.
Why can't my husband be on?
Well, because he was allowed to see Nikki yesterday, and Victor was banned from seeing her.
I know, but I will when Christoph Saint John, who played Neil, on every day. Every single day. Oh, and there's a new General Hospital promo that's out, and I will put it on the Daytime After Dark website. But it's so sunny and punching Scott Baldwin.
Cool.
Yay.
They should sell tickets for that.
I know. I would buy them. And then on the promo, there's Laura and Holly that has a gun toward each other.
Wow.
Now,
I like
with,
them both. Who do I root for?
I don't know. And... You know, a lot of people want to see Luke and Laura ride off into the sunset. I kind of agree with that, but I also love Tracy and Luke. So I cannot make up my mind on that.
I hope he... I'm praying that he reconsiders, or maybe when he leaves, he decides that he wants to go back and he comes home.
Well, I read a thing today, and... he said if him and Frank come up with something special, he will come back for limited ones. But it has to be really good, so that's just say.
I'm sure Frank will come up with something.
Yeah, I mean, come on, I need my little look back. Every time I see him this week, I start crying.
Thank you.
The thought of him leaving us. Why?
I thought I was the only one that tears up.
No, I've been crying all week. I would personally admit that on the show that Yeah, because, I mean, he's been in our life for almost 40 years.
Oh, my grown-up life.
Kim Wishes got demoted on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's been demoted. Her role full-time will be part-time. So, is anything else going on our soaps? Susan, would you want to see Ryan getting naked? I mean, Lucas getting naked?
I don't think they show that on daytime soaps.
I don't Hill. They got naked on Days of Our Life. They got naked on Days of Our Life. Remember, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get naked on Center Hospital and
don't
take down everything.
Because don't show the good parts.
So, what's been, Susan, are you caught up with General Hospital all this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what has been your favorite part of it so far?
Oh, what, this week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tony looking good?
I have to think about that one.
Okay, Maggie?
Oh, I didn't like the Anna sleeping with that Sloan guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are mad. I'm mad. Duke has not even been.
Yeah, it's been like a couple of days.
Duke has been gone for a week or two in Soapland. And what, you end up sleeping with Sloan of all people? Yeah,
yeah.
You're gonna sleep with someone, sleep with Sunny, please.
Mom's gonna have a baby brother and sister.
I mean, do you know how, I mean, come on. I mean, if the love of your life died, people, could you end up in bed with someone like 2 weeks after he died?
No.
If I was drunk.
Well,
if she was drunk.
Well, I mean, okay. If it was my ex, and we all were talking, everyone knows who we are talking about, I could do it.
Yeah.
No, I totally could do it if that was my ex.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was someone I really, really cared about, no, I would feel way too guilty. You know?
I don't
think
thinking. She wasn't thinking.
I mean,
I
know,
you know,
but they should have not done it. Oh, and YNL, Zach Abbott, what we are having
though.
With Zach, what we are having with Zach means yuck. You know, come on. Move on. You know, come on. I want to see real Zach back.
Me too.
I mean, it's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's been forever in a day. And I want to thank Susan for answering my text last night. She was very, 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 very good. Someone fell asleep on me, and I'm not saying who it is.
Me.
Yes.
You put me to sleep.
I know, but here I'm like trying you. Because I'm, like, watching Days of a Life, and I'm, like, flying my eyes up with the Brady and Melody thing. And I'm like, okay, if I tell Susan this, she won't have any idea what I'm talking about. Sit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try calling, of course, my other BFF, Maggie. And, yes.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And then I thought she would call me back. And she must have been asleep forever.
But look at today, I was wide awake for the show.
I know, which is really, really good.
Okay.
So,
I couldn't leave you hanging.
What did you guys think of? Has anyone seen that preview of the new hospital yet? Because that is the hottest preview ever.
No.
Am I sunny?
What?
Sunny
and yes. Sunny's punching. Sunny's punching Scotty.
That yeah. I hope. Ooh, beat the shit out of him.
Well, he came. They all have the pool hall. And he's just rapping, Scotty.
Yay, baby. Way to go, Sonny. Thank you.
And I know we shouldn't be so excited for violence, but...
Why not? It's boxing.
I know. And I want to see my little Sonny take down, Sky Baldwin after all Sky had done lately to everyone. You know, someone needs to do the, oh, and if you call my little Spencer a brat one more time, anyone on Twitter, you are going to be dealing with me and Maggie and Susan, because we all love.
Oh, my God. That baby is so precious. Such a good little actor.
Yes.
How can anybody say that? The way he's acting is what's written down, and he's not being that way.
No, he's just being a little clever little boy.
Right.
And I love him.
How would we feel? I love him. I mean,
yeah,
you have to put yourself in his shoes.
Come on, look at what Cameron did. And Cameron got away with it. And I'm so sick of people saying, oh, it was an accident, blah, blah. No, it wasn't. Cameron did it on purpose.
It kind of was an accident, but he didn't do anything.
I know.
He could have said something.
Yes,
well,
and come on.
He was guilty.
Yes, and you know, remember, fires are very dangerous, people. And you never want to be a pyromaniac.
Thank you. Might as well throw you in jail forever.
You know, I'm scared of lighting masses. Oh, I did, because the one time I did, I almost burned my mom's carpet. Because I was trying to open a report card, and it was a really bad report card. So I thought if I burn it, no one will ever see it. But I was sitting down doing it on the floor, and a fire, I had to get a towel. And then I had to move some furniture around because then they would never, you know, they might see a couple of months later and no one would know. See, that's my logic.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay, we are going to play a quick game. The game is Pin the Donkey. No, I'm kidding. The game is, okay, who, right now on the soaps, who do you think people need to cross over from one soap to the other? Just for a couple of days.
Who you got?
I would start with Maggie.
I would ask Neil to stop over at GH. I really think he would add an extra spice to the show. Just being on there. You know, is that taking over the show? Just, you know, for guest appearance. Because he's contracted with NRS's, but I think it would be good. And then he could see Billy again, because they were friends when he was on Young and Restless. I would like that.
I agree. I would want to see him on Zeno Hospital, but I would want to see him with Sunny, and I would want to see him kind of take over Sean's role for a couple of days, and I want to see him get mad, take down someone, because right now Neil Winters is becoming one of my favorite people on YNL. I mean, did you see yesterday? Oh, my God.
Yes.
And that little crazy look. That little crazy look in his eyes, and everyone's like, whoa, Neo's getting bad. No, Neo's getting sexy as hell, people.
A little bit on the dark side yesterday, what he was thinking.
I enjoyed it yesterday because for Neo to finally get mad over something is like what needed to be done.
Exactly.
It was so good. I do want him to get a kind of revenge. You know, on Hillary and Devon. Maggie, how do you feel about?
No. It's cool that he would get revenge the way he's acting very sexy, but let's just drop it with him and Nicole and Devon. It's kind of overdone, or...
Yeah, I mean, I would not mind seeing Nikki and Neo together right now.
Neo, that would hot,
yeah.
I think.
Because, I mean, the thing is, Victor, you know, I was thinking, you know, the death of Catherine did not help Nikki. No, so that didn't help her. Her finding her long-lost son, her guilt thought dealing with some Ian Rowe did not help. The whole thing with Paul and the baby didn't help. So, and Victor lying to every 2 minutes probably didn't help. So, really, I think, I mean, it wasn't this one thing, in my opinion, that made her drink. It was like 5 different things. And she never, you know, stopped grieving over Catherine.
No.
I mean, she never let herself really grieve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I still find
you know,
unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like she made a hospital someplace, so she's coming back, or maybe it's an idol, but I love Catherine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wish she was still with us. I mean, but I would never accept, you know, Catherine looking like, okay, Frank Vidotti is saying, big secret reveals today on Zeno Hospital, don't miss it.
Huh.
I wonder what it could be.
I wonder.
Maybe they are letting Daytime After Dark so come on the set and interview the cast.
Well, that'd be great. I'll go to
Midway
right now and get a plane.
Well, remember? Susan is with our little plan. Maggie, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, cool. Hi, Susan. Welcome aboard.
Hi.
Do you have
you
any
know
space
the
coaches
plan.
Down there that we can wrap?
Hey, we all need money. We all need money. Yeah, no, remember the drive-thru idea? I'm
ready to go out with that. Probably did that already.
We're
stagecoaches, nobody would expect if we could find one.
Okay, well,
Graham
we
Buck?
Really, you know,
Maybe it. Greyhound bus. All the wallets and all the jewelry.
Okay. Where can I find a stagecoach?
Mm-hmm.
I put
please
that.
Please want to.
So the moment you think of an accident.
Probably something.
Stagecoach. Or Greyhound bus? Or they still have them?
Well, I mean, but we got to do it in a way that we won't get caught, number one. And number two, you know, we got to be smart and not funny.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be smart about it. Oh, and okay, tomorrow we have Caroline Hennessy on the show at 9 o'clock in the morning.
With Diane.
Yes. 9 o'clock in the morning. So who's gonna be up at 9 o'clock in the morning with me tomorrow, people?
I can just stay up.
they will be awake. They can stay up.
Oh, did my brother get in yet?
Yes, he's here right now. They were trying to talk away about us on the phone. He's home.
Dad, brother.
Oh, so he didn't want to interfere.
When does he leave?
I think 3 weeks, I hope.
No, I mean for today.
Oh, for today? Probably 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Well, tell him that his sister disapproves and he should spend the night with you.
Okay, I'll tell him. He came in the door right as I was calling the show. I just got a big kiss and a big hug, but I didn't really get to talk that much.
Well, okay. Well, why don't we end this? So you go talk to my brother, but call me when he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll do. Definitely.
Bye, guys.
See you, Susan. Have a good day.
Bye, Susan. Bye.
Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.